Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Auntie Semite channel. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you all, and I'm glad to be back. Now, what I've noticed since I have come back is nothing has changed. The Jews are still running rampant, and everybody is still fighting over Trump and Biden and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's just a perpetual state of misery. Nothing has changed. It's pathetic. Now, what I wanted to talk to you today about is the, here in Australia, we have this thing. It is a thing. It's an evil thing called the Aboriginal Voice to Parliament. Now, the Australians, unfortunately, are threatened to vote, so they have to vote. I'm not voting at all. I don't vote for Zionist crooks. Now, Australia is run by the Australian Jewish lobby. They are a pack of wealthy ultra-Zionist businessmen who control the Australian government. This is not bullshit. This is fact. Now, I believe that the Australian people do not know that half of this crap is controlled by the Jewish lobby. The Jews, I think, are coming close to wiping their hands of America. They've raped and pillaged America as much as they can, and now America is imploding. So, they are packing their bags, and they're moving and taking over Australia. Now, what I read today was Australia has the biggest population besides Israel of Holocaust survivors. Now, how is that possible when they were all moved to America? Why did they all move to Australia? Anyway, I wanted to talk to you today about the hand behind this voice referendum. You see, the Jews, what they do is they infiltrate a country, mainly a country with white people. Now they divide that country. And once they divide those people, they divide the already divided. And once those people are divided, they divide those people and they divide those people. So they're constantly dividing the population of a country. So the country is warring within itself. It's fighting within itself. Now, the United States is a good example of that. So let me just tell you who is in control of this voice referendum. One of the main powers is called Mark Liebler. Now, Mark Liebler is a son of, obviously, Holocaust survivors. It seems to be the trend with these Jewish wealthy Zionists. Now, Mark Liebler is the father of four, a grandfather of 14, and it is an expert in tax law. And many of his clients populate the upper reaches of the Financial Review rich list. So, other Jews, obviously, and some rich good goys in there. He's also a prominent leader in the Australian Jewish community. However, it's behind the scenes influence that marks him out. It stretches right to the top of the Australian company boardrooms and throughout the Australian tax office, to the apex of this country's and Israeli politics, including a close relationship with Israel's powerful intelligence agency. Can you guess who that is? Mossad. That's right. He had a close history of close first name relationships with every Australian Prime Minister, including Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. He's a powerful business figure and joins the ranks of Jews like Frank Lowy, Harry Trigiboff, John Gandor, Solomon Liu. Now, he is behind the, him and his clan are behind the Australian voice, the Aboriginal voice to Parliament. And a lot of the Australian people have no idea. As soon as you say the Jews are behind this, oh, you're an anti-Semitic, you're a bigot, you're a racist, la 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 la. But how can the truth come out if we're not allowed to speak the truth? So just have a look at this little video. This is Mark Liebler. And I won't wank on for too much, because I really don't want to, spoil this. I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to do the research for yourself. I mean, all this information is readily available, but you have to go to the things like, the Financial Review or a lot of the Jewish websites, the news websites, B'nai Barith, J-Wire, Australian Jewish News, because the mainstream media for the goys is not going to say anything about this. They have their agenda. They're told what to say. They're told what to do. You know all this. You know what it's all about. And you know what's really funny is I've been away for 10 months and I come back and people like Jeremy from The Quartering and that clown, the salted crackhead from Salty Cracker, what they're still wanking on about Trump and Biden and transgender garbage. None of them acknowledge the Jews. Now, the Jews are the world's problem. They brought communism to Russia. They brought communism to China. They brought communism to Cuba. They brought communism to Vietnam. They tried to get communism into South Africa, but it didn't work. So they infiltrated a lot of the black leaders, and one of them mainly being Nelson Mandela, who was trained by Mossad, and they started the ANC. Nelson Mandela's wife, Winnie Mandela, she was a child trafficker murderer. She murdered a lot of black children. She trafficked a lot of black children. And that Oprah Winfrey bitch is mixed up right in there. So that's another story for another day. But it's all controlled by these wealthy ultra-Zionist Jewish bastards. So I'll leave it there. I'll play you this little video with Mark Liebler telling you to vote yes for the Australian Voice to Parliament referendum. Now, my advice to you is don't vote. Don't have anything to do with it. Whether you vote no or yes, it doesn't matter. They're going to go through with it. It's just like, why didn't they make a compulsory vote for the homosexual marriage equality? They didn't, because they knew that the majority of Australians would vote no. Well, I'll leave it up to you. Here's Mr. Mark Liebler. And remember, I am RDC Mite. Welcome back. Take care.
Over more than a decade, I've worked alongside Indigenous colleagues to explore if and how Australia should recognise its First Peoples in the Constitution. So, for people who are still deciding how to vote in this year's referendum, I thought it might be helpful for me to explain why I very much look forward to voting yes for the establishment of an Indigenous Voice to Parliament. I'm not politically aligned. I'm a tax lawyer by profession with a keen eye for detail, and my firm has worked closely with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander clients for more than 30 years. All in all, I have a pretty clear picture of what we'll be voting on in the referendum. But let me start by going back to the moment in 2017 when I watched delegates at the First Nations National Constitutional Convention endorsed the Uluru Statement from the Heart and its central recommendation for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. I was one of the very few non-Indigenous people present, and I experienced firsthand the hope, the joy, the sense of having reached a turning point in our shared history. It was one of the most spiritually uplifting experiences of my life. When people ask me, but what about the detail? How will the voice work? I tell them how important it is to understand the difference between what we will be voting on in the referendum and what will happen later. The referendum itself is fundamentally about recognising Australia's First Peoples in the Constitution in the manner they have proposed. I mean, surely it makes no sense to suggest we do it in a manner that is not acceptable to them. If Australians say yes to the principle that First Nations peoples need and deserve to have more of a say in the laws and policies that affect them, the detail of how the advisory body will function will be carefully determined by our elected representatives in the federal parliament and set out in legislation. And remember, if there's ever a need, this legislation can be changed by Parliament in the future, just like any other piece of law or policy. The only right that's guaranteed by the constitutional amendment we'll be voting on is the right for the advisory body to make representations to the Parliament and the executive. The only thing politicians will not be in a position to decide or change is the existence of an advisory body that gives Indigenous Australians, the most disadvantaged group in our nation, an avenue to express a view on issues that affect them. The referendum would not introduce race into the Constitution because it's already there and has been ever since the Australian Constitution was created in 1901. It's not about interfering with our nation's governance or stirring up litigation. The highest non-political law officer in the land, the Solicitor General, has confirmed that, and it's most certainly not about creating division between Australians. Quite the contrary, what the referendum is about is recognising fellow citizens whose ancestors occupied this continent for more than 65,000 years before it was colonised by the British. And it's about improving the way governments have tried and largely failed to overturn the persistent, intolerable disadvantage experienced by too many Indigenous Australians. The main lesson I've learned over the decades as a lawyer working alongside Indigenous clients is that it's only by listening to people who are directly affected by problems, whether it's about health, housing or employment, that effective solutions are found. There is a huge potential upside from a successful referendum. And I can assure you from all that I know and all that I feel that there is no actual downside. Which is why, with all my heart, I encourage everyone I have the opportunity to speak with about the referendum to vote yes.